Well, this is day three of this seven-day series, Gold from the Book of James. This is Steve Clark, and what we've talked about so far, we've seen about four gold nuggets so far. The first one is that the power of the resurrection transforms lives when we truly believe. The second gold nugget was we can have joy in the midst of our trials and temptations. The third gold nugget we looked at was God gives wisdom to those that ask in faith. And the fourth gold nugget was God is good, but often gets blamed for bad things that happen. Today, the fifth gold nugget. We're going to be moving on. And the fifth gold nugget is, if you are only a hearer of God's word, you are deceiving yourself. And what I want us to read here today is James chapter 1, verse 22. But be ye doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. Let me read that again. But be ye doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. So this gold nugget that we're starting off with today is, if you are only a hearer of God's word, you are deceiving yourself. Well, what is that verse talking about? I think we need to go up one verse to verse 21. It says, wherefore lay apart all filthiness and superfluity of naughtiness, and receive with meekness the engrafted word which is able to save your souls. So what does that mean? Lay apart all filthiness and superfluity of naughtiness. It's Old English. A different translation would be, this is what another translation would read. It would say, therefore get rid of all moral filth and evil that is so prevalent. And then it would go on and say something like, I'm not sure the rest of that, but receive with meekness the engrafted word which is able to save your souls. That part we understand from the English there. But this says, therefore get rid of all moral filth and the evil that is so prevalent. So that verse is talking about forsaking sin. It's talking about repentance. And in Proverbs chapter 28:13, it says, he that covers his sin shall not prosper, but whoso confesseth and forsaketh his sin shall have mercy. So we don't want to be the ones that are covering up our sin. If we are, we're deceiving our own selves. But we want to be those who confess and forsake so that we can have mercy. We're going to forsake our sin. We're going to repent of our sin. And that's what this verse in James is talking about in this gold nugget that we're looking at. If you're only a hearer of God's word, you are deceiving yourself. In 1 John chapter 3, verse 7 and 8, it says, let's just turn over there. It says here, 1 John 3, little children, let no man deceive you. He that doeth righteousness is righteous, even as he is righteous. Verse 8, he that committeth sin is of the devil, for the devil sinneth from the beginning. For this purpose the Son of God was manifest, that he might destroy the works of the devil. So what that verse is those verses are talking about is that if we are continuing in righteousness, not that we do one righteous act makes us righteous, but if we are continuing in righteousness because of Christ living in us, we are righteous. But if we're continuing in sin, and it's a continual thing that we're doing, we're not willing to forsake that. We're not willing to repent and forsake that sin. Maybe it's a pet sin that we love so much that we just want to continue in. We don't want to repent. We don't want to get right with God because we love that sin so much. Well, in John here it says that we're of the devil. We're not of God if we're continuing in sin. And that's what this is also talking about in James here, that if we are doers of the word and not if we're only hearers of the word, that we're deceiving ourselves. It also says here in James, the last verse of chapter 1, it says, pure religion and undefiled before God and the Father is this, to visit the fatherless and widows in their affliction, and to keep himself unspotted from the world. So, if we're spotted by the world, we're deceiving our own selves. We're just thinking that we're okay. And here's the example that he gives. Here's the illustration he gives. It's in verse 23, starting in verse 23 there, right after the verse that we read there about being hearers only, deceiving your own selves. It says, for if any be a hearer of the word and not a doer, he's like unto a man beholding his natural face in a glass. Okay, so, or in a mirror. He looks in the mirror and he sees his face. And he sees that there's something on his face. It's dirty. He sees that there's some grease, some dirt, something on his face. But then, verse 24, for he beholdeth himself and goeth his way and straightway forgetteth what manner of man he was. So he looks at his face, he sees that there's grease, a dirt on there, and he doesn't do anything about it. He just goes his way. And it's talking about the example here, this is an illustration, but talking about sin. So the man sees himself as a sinner, but doesn't do anything about it, doesn't repent, doesn't forsake his sin. He's deceiving his own self, and he just goes his own way. And then verse 25 says, but whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty, that's into the word of God, and continueth therein, continuing in God's word. Jesus told his disciples, he said, if you continue in my word, then are you my disciples indeed, and you'll know the truth, and the truth will set you free. If we continue in God's word, we're going to be his disciples indeed, in truth, and that truth will set us free. So, whosoever looketh into the perfect law of liberty and continueth therein, he being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deed. And so, that's the fifth gold nugget that we have, is that if you are only a hearer of God's word, you are deceiving yourself. Well, the sixth gold nugget, and this will be the one we end with today, but I wrote it down like this. Don't have partiality towards people. Jesus doesn't, and neither should we. Don't have partiality towards people. Jesus doesn't, and neither should we. James chapter 2, verse 1, it says, my brethren, have not the faith of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Lord of glory, with respect of persons. And that's a little bit worded a little bit funny there. It's saying that, it's saying showing no partiality as you hold the faith of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Lord of glory. Don't show partiality as you hold to the faith of our Lord Jesus Christ. In verse 2, for if there come unto your assembly a man with a gold ring in goodly apparel, and there come in also a poor man in vile raiment, and you have respect to him that weareth the gay clothing, and say unto him, sit thou here in a good place, and say to the poor, stand thou there, or sit here under my footstool, are you not then partial in yourselves, and are become judges of evil thoughts? Hearken, my beloved brethren. Hath not God chosen the poor of this world rich in faith and heirs of the kingdom which he hath promised to them that love him? Notice that's one of the criteria here, is that we love him, that we have faith in him and love him. Verse 6, but you have despised the poor. Do not rich men oppress you and draw you before the judgment seats? Do not they blaspheme that worthy name by the which you are called? If you fulfill the royal law according to the scriptures, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. That's the golden rule, the royal law. You do well. But if you have respect to persons, you commit sin and are convinced of the law as transgressors. For whosoever shall keep the whole law and yet offend in one point, he is guilty of all. For he that said, do not commit adultery, said also, do not kill. Now if thou commit no adultery, yet if thou kill, thou art become a transgressor of the law. So here we have this example of somebody rich that has a gold ring and good clothes, and you let him sit in the front of the church or in the best place or whatever, and this poor man, you don't let him have a good spot in the church or at the table or whatever it may be. That's not right. It's not good. Jesus doesn't discriminate against poor or rich, and he even says that Christ came for the poor, and it says in the Gospels that it's harder for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of heaven than a camel to go through the eye of a needle. It also says over here James chapter 1, it says here, verse 9, let the brother of low degree rejoice in that he is exalted, but the rich in that he is made low. Because of the flower of the grass, he shall pass away. For the sun is no sooner risen with a burning heat, but it withereth the grass, and the flower thereof falleth, and the grace of the fashion of it perisheth. So also shall the rich man fade away in his ways. So it's not good for us to have partiality towards the rich or the poor, towards people that are darker skin or lighter skin. It's not good to have partiality between men and women, between different nationalities, whether they're Jews or they're Greeks. Jesus doesn't discriminate against people like that, and neither should we. And so the fourth or the sixth gold nugget that we have in our list so far is don't have partiality towards people. Jesus doesn't, and neither should we. So God bless you. Thanks for calling in today, and Lord willing, we'll continue our gold from the book of James. How do I say it? Gold from the book of James, yes. So thanks for calling in. And also, if you want to leave a voicemail, you can do that by pressing 099. That'll get you into our mailbox, and we'd love to hear from you. God bless you. Bye.